if you are following on Twitch, then you've already listened to this because they go out live when I do them, which was Monday about 2 a.m. In the U.S., somewhere in the U.S. So I'm in Taiwan, but the time was 2 a.m. So I said last time that I'm going to talk about this a skateboarder who's studying psychology. He's in counseling. He's getting his master's degree. He's wrapping up his thesis, and then he's going to graduate. According to law, I don't know if you have to have a master's or a doctorate or a PhD or whatnot in order to be able to actually do counseling work. But he's going to get the master's, and it's in counseling. So he's a skateboarder, and he's not half bad. And he goes on local skateboard trips with the guys. He'll call his group of friends. And then they'll all go get train tickets, and they'll ride up to the town next door, and then they'll crash the local skate park there. And he's also doing counseling. He's studying counseling. So we did an interview about a week ago, and we just put up the new fancy iPhone and just started talking about this, about that. What's it like as a skateboarder? His thesis is that skateboarding has improved his own life from a psychological perspective. Because, and then what is interesting, one of the things that he's studying, one of the things that always comes up in his studies is the question of whether or not someone even needs counseling therapy. They don't presume that everyone needs counseling. Does this person even need counseling, or can that person get the needed help in some other way? Is counseling the right decision in this case? So that, well, I mean, a case is situation. A case in as much as nouns have case. No, nouns do have case in English. They don't necessarily, other than the personal pronouns, nouns may not have a morphological spelling case, but they certainly have a functional case that's indicated by preposition. And if you know that, it'll be a lot better. So I know that the people in Reed Rapids need to hear me say that, George, but it doesn't mean that we need to get derailed on the subject all the time. Okay, George has reminded me that I should inform you that as I've been developing English curricula, teaching functional noun case has resulted in breakthrough understanding of English for both native speakers and ESL students. All right, where are we? Okay, the interview with Brandon. His name's Brandon. And most of the interview was in Chinese, and it resulted in 5 YouTube episodes. And I'm going to see where it goes. I've got a YouTube channel in Taiwan. It's got just under 800 subscribers. And I just talked to one of my local fans last night at the gym. He's at the gym. I'm at the gym. And he just loves seeing me. For whatever reason, he's just happy every time we talk. And I'm like, okay, I've got my fan at the gym. So I told him, I said, I've got an interview with a psychology, counseling therapy student, coming up soon, and a skateboarder. So we did the interview at the skate park, and you hear these ramps and the skateboards clicking and clattering and clamoring in the background. So he was excited, but the YouTube channel in Taiwan is about, it's social talk. We just look at issues. I'm American. I have a Western perspective. I'm in Taiwan. I know Taiwan, love Taiwan, but I'm American. And so I can do a friendly gadfly routine if there is such a thing. I provoke and I kind of like what this does for you, the Taiwan special. I'm offering different perspectives because I'm an American in Taiwan. So I guess in so many words, the basic ideas and the interest from an English-speaking or American audience for the Taiwan special series is somewhat what my Taiwan YouTube channel is, only they're coming from the Taiwan perspective, being more fascinated with what I have to say about telling them how America works. For example, I did a video on how to make quesadillas. And in it, I talked about different types of cheese because they don't know what cheese is in Taiwan. And 10 years ago, I came here, everyone had the American cheese squares and they called that cheese. I try to tell them it's not real cheese. It's processed cheese, which is different. They didn't know that. Now, all those shops have shredded cheddar and shredded mozz on the shelf. I watched Taiwan discover what cheese was. They still haven't discovered that it's wonderful and fallen in love with it, but they have discovered what it was in the past 12 years since I've been here. So, It's anything culture, what it's like to be a foreigner in Taiwan. That's the basic topic of the YouTube channel. Now, when I started it a few years ago with Lahi, I would talk, he would translate. My Chinese has gotten good enough to a point where I can carry on much of the conversation in Chinese. So when I interviewed this, it's kind of a sit-down talk. It's sort of a, you know, those interviews that go on stage and it's kind of a, you know, that like the person doing the interview and the interviewee, like they sit down in chairs. It's kind of like that. That's how I would do an interview. And so, well, no, you can do an interview standing up with a microphone and a recorder. It's not like that. But we, you know, we sat and we talked and most of it was in Chinese and, it was very, very fascinating. But, one of the interesting things that just came up is as we went on, we started talking psychology. I'm well read on pop psychology literature. I haven't read psych journals, but, I mean, there is a kid here that I'm pretty much convinced had, was a psychopath. And he was peeing on the floor, and he was hanging like, you know, kill by tying a rope around the neck. He was hanging his stuffed animals around the house, playing with fire, and then destroying and breaking everything for no reason. And so I've been dealing with him, and he stopped doing all of these things. And his family was really getting worried because it's not normal. Normal children don't do this. And now, you know, what happened? Well, I must know more than nothing. And what I know must be helpful because the family stopped being worried and the kid's able to function. And so I, you know, and the kid knows that this is abnormal. Oh, there's more. So, you know, that's the type of knowledge I have about psychology and counseling, I suppose. So it doesn't run too deep, but I get some basic ideas. So coming from that perspective, here I am talking with a psych student or a counseling student, and we began to broach the topic of different social issues for Taiwanese. For example, one of the big issues that counselors have to deal with in Taiwan is self-expression. Because Confucian culture is so repressive, and in our conversation, it came up about church in America. It's very oppressive. As Bishop Sherwin Carthen said, you go to church, people say, how are you? You're supposed to say, I'm on top. You know, you're supposed to put on this front, like everything's okay, and never share any of your bad feelings. It's an unwritten rule. But if you do that, people will start to criticize you, or they'll start to hawk you or annoy you and nag you. And no one's able to just let it all hang out without getting, you know, messed with all the time. So there's this repressive, encouraging culture, both in the Western churchianity Sunday morning culture and in the Taiwan instituted Confucian culture, where they tell you what your culture should be, where they tell you what to like. And so as we were talking, we started discussing some of the cultural differences from a psychological, from a psychology and social sciences perspective. It's like, okay, why does the boss say, I don't like you Americans because you think you have rights? Because in Confucian culture, everyone's trained that they don't have rights. It's like, well, it's a democracy. Do you know what that means? Were you lying when you said you want a democracy? Well, they haven't thought about that. So China has Confucian communism. Taiwan has Confucian democracy. And Russia is not going to be able to trust China. They think that China's communists are sold on communism, their institution socialist economic policy, but they don't get it. The Chinese are permanently Confucian, and the only thing that would break them is the only thing I've ever seen break Confucianism. In Taiwan, they could not work with the people on the east coast of Taiwan. Who was it that helped the people on the east coast to become normal? Christian missionaries. And to this day, a lot of the Aborigines in Taiwan love Jesus and they do not worship their ancestors because they learned something, I suppose. They think they did anyway. So it was fascinating, all the different types of topics that came up in that conversation. And I hope that, like YouTube videos on you know, Instagram for skateboarding, I hope that also is able to be a benefit to people. See you tomorrow.